This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Before we get to Kurt Rogers, by the way, thank you, by the way, for all the pictures. One of you sent me like seven pictures of Bucky's. You must be driving by up that direction. So thank you, by the way, for sending those. And it's just crazy big. I don't think anybody really can fathom how big it is until you actually get up that way. So, by the way, thank you, by the way, for sending those. I do appreciate that very much. Pretty cool, as I said earlier, that we've even got them here in Colorado. And it's a much bigger deal than I think most people realize. And Charlie was asking me a moment ago, is this really for, like, families or truckers, or what's the situation here? And a couple of you have even texted in and said, no, this is actually more for you and I as travelers than it is the trucker end of things. They're still going to probably stick to the loves and so on. This is really more for the family traveling, very safe, great environment, great place to eat, stock up on the supplies you need. That's what it's really designed for. Our Monday Mortgage Minute, Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. How are you, sir?
I am doing just fine, John. How are you?
I'm good. Did you survive the snowstorm?
Oh, yeah, I did. It was actually kind of fun. I went to work on Thursday. I had a couple things I had to get done.
We did, too.
We only got 24 inches, so it was okay.
So not that much.
Yeah, not that much. Just a dusting, you know, a March dusting.
I hear you. Okay, what's happening with rates? What's the word on the street? Up, down, the realtor announcement? I talked about this a little bit on Saturday that they just made. Won't affect you at all, but it may affect the some are saying it won't affect the real estate world at all. I think those people, by the way, are being very naive, Kurt, because the ruling that came out for realtors this last week will definitely have an effect upon that market.
And that's, you know, you and I are going to get together on Thursday, and I'd like to kind of go over that more in depth. There is a whole bunch of things that's going to change
okay. How
people buy and sell homes.
Okay, perfect. We can definitely do that. So all of you listening, stay tuned. We'll talk about that on Thursday.
Yeah, that's actually going to be a very big deal. It goes into effect July 15th.
Okay, perfect. We'll talk about that then. In the meantime, what are rates doing? Where are we at on all that?
They're kind of staying steady. Everybody's watching the Feds this week. They're having a two-day meeting and what kind of language they come out of it. I don't anticipate rates going up any. The question is going to be, are they just going to kind of stay stable now, or are they going to start to move down? And we'll know more over the next couple of days. There's been surprises with inflation not coming down as much as they thought it should. So we don't know at this point.
Okay. All right. So it's kind of a waiting game. Wait and see what's going to happen there. In the meantime, those of you listening, get your credit ready to go. Make sure you're dialed in. Changes are coming across a lot of different areas, Kurt. Folks need to be prepared. And again, we'll talk more about that on Thursday, because I've got a few things I wanted to ask you on Thursday when it comes to people being prepared. So I'll kind of preview that, and we'll talk about some of that stuff on Thursday.
Yep. Now it's going to be, you're going to have to be knowledgeable about going in.
That's right.
We'll cover all that on Thursday.
Okay, we'll do that on Thursday. Tomorrow, you take over Haystack Help Radio from noon to 1 on Tuesdays. What are you doing tomorrow?
We're going to be talking about those folks that have too much credit card debt and how to actually get a better payment, lower payment with less interest paid on a refinance.
Okay, so that's all tomorrow. In the meantime, folks, if you need Kurt, call directly, 720-895-0500. Kurt, I will see you Thursday.
You got it, sir.
All right, man, have a good one. Again, Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, affordable interest mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1 to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take aim and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take aim, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable interest mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DOR, equal credit lender.
Gino's Auto Service, if you need a vehicle service or maintenance done, you're on the southwest end of town, we got you covered. That's Gino's Auto Service. Gino's is with a J, ginosautoservice.com.
Have you had your oil changed recently? Take advantage of savings on Gino's oil change service this month. Gino's semi and full synthetic oils protect your car's engine. Old oil gets less effective at lubrication and absorbing the heat of your engine. Gino's complete lube service includes 5 quarts of oil, a Napa Gold oil filter, and 35-point digital inspection. Importantly, our oil change service is done by trained ASC technicians, which is not always the case at Quick Lube businesses. We offer loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when it's ready. Visit us online to schedule an appointment. Gino's is a Napa Gold member and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. At Gino's, we know a well-maintained vehicle will take care of you, and it all starts with consistent oil change service. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
All right, group insurance analysts, if you need insurance, business, health, auto, home, they've got you covered. E-GIA.com.
The good news for seniors on Medicare is that you have more options today than ever before. The challenge is that all of these new options can be very confusing, and making the wrong choice can cost you thousands of dollars more out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of Medicare specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate the maze of Medicare options so that you get the right plan to fit your needs and at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service that you don't get with a call center or online, whether it is a Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, a standalone prescription plan, long-term care, or final expense insurance. GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, 303-423-0162, or go online to e-gia.com.
Genesis 1-3 Electric Safety and Savings Plan keeps your home protected and saves you money. Not too long ago, if you had an electrical need, you had a guy for that. Genesis 1-3 Electric is your guy for all things electric. And their Safety and Savings Plan membership has the benefits every homeowner needs. You'll get a yearly inspection with a 40-point checklist that covers all preventative maintenance. The plan covers fixtures, outlets, circuits, and more, making certain that if something happens, your electrical system is back at full strength in the fastest time possible. And you get priority service in emergencies. In addition, Genesis Electric will double the manufacturer's warranty and provide a 2-year labor guarantee, which is not something you'll find anywhere else. As a plan member, you get 15% off all products and services, so the plan pays for itself on the first visit. Learn more about the Safety and Savings Plan today or schedule your electrical service by going to klzradio.com/light.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we are back. Our next guest joining us now, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, is Diane Weber-Biederman. Diane, welcome back to Rush to Reason. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you, John.
I appreciate you joining us. And you are from Canada. You do a lot of different work up there, which we appreciate. You're an author, speaker, journalist in Canada right now. I believe they're proposing... is it life sentences for those found guilty of online hate speech? Am I seeing or hearing that correctly?
It could be. Yes, it could be.
Okay.
So, if I can just sort of deconstruct this and reconstruct
it. Yes, please
do. This is, Bill C-63 is about hate speech.
Okay.
But before we talk about hate speech, I think we need to put everything into, as Dr. Gray at Harvard said, into context.
Okay.
So in Canada, we have a Supreme Court judge, Sheila Martin, who was involved in a case of a woman who was raped. And at the end of the whole discussion, she comes out and says that what offended her was calling the person who was raped a woman instead of a person with a vagina.
Okay.
Now, then we have your Supreme Court Justice, I'm not going to get her name right, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Yeah, Ketanji Brown, that's right.
That's right. And when she was interviewed to be the Supreme Court, she was asked to define a woman.
Right.
And she couldn't.
Right.
So in our Orwellian dystopian universe of language, words that should be absolute, like the word woman, man, male and female, we can't describe that, can we?
No, we cannot. You're right. No. You're correct.
But in Canada, with Justin Trudeau, a failed drama teacher,
mm-hmm.
who is our prime minister,
mm-hmm.
he knows a hate bill when he sees it. So I would like to read to your listeners the what is Online Harms Act.
Okay.
That's what he's describing.
Okay, do it.
Defines hate speech as the content of a communication that expresses detestation or vilification of an individual or group of individuals on the basis of a prohibited ground of discrimination. However, it adds that speech does not express detestation or vilification solely because it expresses disdain or dislike, or it discredits, humiliates, hurts, or offends. Now, if you're having trouble understanding it, think of it as an extraordinary word salad
that
would put your vice president to shame.
Yep, you are 100% correct on that one. So
that's the definition of hate.
And if I'm hearing you correctly in this, essentially anything you might say that offends someone else would be considered hate speech. And what I would like to know is who's the gatekeeper for this?
Okay, now I've been a Canadian all my life, so you would think I would get all this. But, you know, just like you have three-letter organizations in America,
mm-hmm.
we have them here, too.
Okay.
So it would amend the Canadian Human Rights Act, changing the meaning of spreading hate speech. And also it means if you said something hateful and you didn't delete it, then they could go back into whatever you've written and charge you with hate speech. And depending on, they're assigning new people to the Human Rights Commission and to some other person below him, another commission. No one is elected.
Mm.
And if it's being associated with the Liberal government, of course it means left wing, like you have.
Right.
The left in America and Canada are the exact same. And that's how you'll be charged. But it depends on the definition of hate.
Yeah, that's the question I've always got. Even here in the U.S., we've got, you know, similar groups wanting to do similar things. And the question always is, who gets to define that, Diane?
Well, apparently the person in power at the moment.
Okay.
So I find that exciting. But really, the original purpose for this, so they said, was to protect our children from online.
Yeah, I was reading some things in preparation for this, and what I read was basically, the Canadians at that time, this is a couple of years ago, actually 3 years ago, I want to say 2021, they wanted to come up with something that would assist those kids that are being bullied online, which, by the way, Diane, I am not for. Those kind of people need to be held accountable for bullying somebody else, especially to the point where they're willing to commit suicide. So I by no means want to throw kids under the bus. That's not what I'm saying here. But on the same token, and I want to be sensitive in how I say this, Diane, you know, nobody was there protecting any of us when I was a kid. You had to learn how to stand up for yourself and do things for yourself and become your own person and realize when somebody, you know, it's that old saying, sticks and stones, you know, may break your bones, but names will never hurt me. I mean, the reality is you have to realize at some point in time that you've got to, you know, grow some thick skin because that's just life. And again, I'm not by any means trying to discredit those that are trying to help kids out. But at what level do we do that, Diane, I guess is the question.
Yeah, I can understand that. I've written a great deal about bullying and name-calling, which can be very dangerous. I think the difference between what's happening now, and I don't know how old you are, but
I'm 59.
A long time. Oh, okay, I'm a little older. So we grew up where you learned to defend yourself, but you didn't have social media.
Correct.
And that's
you're right.
The difference.
You are correct. I agree with that, and I understand the ill effects that social media has had across the board on our youth. So again, I'm by no means trying to take anything away, although every one of these types of bills, whether it's you guys there, the UK, or here in the US, every one of these types of bills, they seem to add more things to it. They just get the camel's nose under the tent even that much farther, and it never does what it was intended to do.
I agree, and it does worse. So there are two things that I'd like to share. They want to strengthen the reporting around child pornography.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
My prime minister, though, is all in favor of men dressing as caricatures of women. You know, they have beards and clothes.
Right.
And they should go in and read to children in libraries because, you know, that's inclusivity. And then
that's weirdness,
that
by the way.
Okay. And then men who are dressed like women who twerk and drag queen shows for children. He loves this. I mean, he walks with these people. So how is that not a tad pornographic?
I think, in my opinion, Diane, it is, and it's something kids don't need to see.
Agree. But this is the atmosphere in which he did this act against pornography.
So really, at the end of the day, is he really protecting anyone?
No. He's protecting the left.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I have a young friend who has a really cute four-year-old boy. And one day at school, not that long ago, his teacher looked at him and just, you know, nonchalantly said to him, you know, you could be a girl. Mm. And he went home to his mother in tears. And she had to fix the damage. Is that hateful? I mean, that's hateful to me, but that goes on in our schools, in your country and in mine. We're teaching kids stuff that, do you remember The Twilight Zone with Rod Serling?
I watched a lot of those as a kid. Remind me of the episode.
Okay. Well, it's not a particular episode. It's just that the things he did there, you would always be a little bit scared of what he said. Like, that could never happen. Oh. If Rod Serling were alive today, there is nothing that he could write that would be more ridiculous than what we are doing today.
True.
So, yeah. So
no,
that's
can't argue that.
That's what we're dealing with.
And everything I'm reading, too, Diane, if this goes on. In other words, if this passes and goes down the line like they say it may, it could, they're saying in extreme circumstances, but it could carry a life sentence.
Correct. I have to tell you, I read this over and over, and I still don't get what it is that would get you a life sentence, except that maybe they could look back at your past, and you can go to jail if they think perhaps maybe you could say something hateful.
Oh, so this is now Minority Report stuff where you might say it, so we're going to imprison you anyways.
Yeah. Because you could. So it's like a thought crime.
Yeah.
So, but we still don't have the real, but the definition that I gave to you of hateful has my head spinning, and I'm pretty good at the English language. So we've got that going on. But I think the prime purpose of this is to shut down alternative media.
Yeah, I agree.
Which in Canada is like in America. It's not mainstream.
Right.
It's conservative Republican voices. Just different. You know, we have a different perspective. But we are the ones that they will shut down.
Mm-hmm.
In Canada, and I've tried to understand how this works. It has something to do with money. But in Canada, you cannot post a large number of media outlets on Facebook that you can in America. So, and most of them are from the right.
Interesting.
That's already our Facebook.
I did not know that. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that leads me to another question, Diane. Leads me to another question. How much does what we do here, because, you know, you and I both know that, and most U.S. citizens may not know this, but the majority of the population of Canada is below the upper border of the United States of America. In other words, most Canadians actually live farther south than most people really realize and very, very close to the U.S. So my question is, how much U.S. influence is on all of this?
You've asked me something that I'd have to sort of guess, but I would say it's your country is Republican Democrat. We're liberal conservative. I would say the conservatives here are like the Trump people, The liberals here are Biden.
Okay.
I mean, I live in a neighborhood of Biden's.
Okay, makes sense. So here's another question. Charlie just asked me, our engineer, would you be allowed to have the conversation we're having right now on Canadian radio?
Well, I don't know, because Canadian radio, the CBC in particular, has no desire to interview me, and that could be because my views are not with the Liberal government,
right.
And the CBC has been bought and paid for by the Liberal government of Canada. If the next Prime Minister is Monsieur Paul Hivert, whose name I can never get,
I can't either.
I can't get it. He will shut that down.
Okay, so that. Thank you. That was the next question I had for you, anyways. Yeah. How's he doing, and what does that future look like for him?
Are we talking about Pierre?
Yes.
It's easier to say that name.
Yes.
Barring any election interference in 2025, by all that's right and holy, he should be the prime minister across the board easily.
Okay.
But I just learned that Canada had the Dominion involved in our election machines in our last election in 2021.
Okay. So in other words, you guys have to do the same things we're doing down here, make sure more people are out, pay attention to what's going on at each polling place, really shore things up if, in fact, that ends up being the case.
Yeah, but also we're a little bit different because we are three parties. So you can vote for all three, and then in the end, the person that, if there's no like real all-out winner that gets half the seats, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the number because it's outrageous. If you don't get them, then you have to find another party that will come in with you. So Trudeau has been in power because he's in power with the New Democrats. Unlike anything we've ever had before, usually when the New Democrats are the supporting party, that party, their job is to hold the government to account, to make sure the government does what it said. For the first time in Canadian history, the leader of the NDP party signed a deal with the prime minister that he would never do anything to bring down the government. So we are in a government till 2025.
I didn't know that.
He broke every rule
to
keep the liberals in power.
I did not know that. Thank you.
Yeah, we're all in big trouble if the people in charge, that being the parents, don't put on their big boy pants.
Yep.
And start taking care of their children so their grandchildren will have a decent place to live.
Amen. Diane Weber Biederman, and I'll have the link, by the way, on our website where you can go to her website as well. Diane, as always, thank you for joining us. You always are a wealth of information, and I appreciate your time very much.
Thank you, John.
You're very welcome.
Hello to everyone in Denver.
We'll do
for
it.
Me.
Have a great night, okay. Diane. Thank you very much. Wealth of knowledge. Every time I have her on, I learn something about Canada I didn't know before. And she's really solid and does a great job of keeping us abreast of what's going on up there, by the way, as well. Golden Eagle Financial is next. Al Smith will help you with your financial future. Tax time is right around the corner. A lot of you are doing them now. Make sure that you're dialed in when it comes to your future finances as well. Golden Eagle Financial, KLZradio.com.
You need Golden Eagle Financial to maximize your retirement in this new reality of rising costs that will not stop. That way you can retire on your terms. When prices rise, there are strategies and tools that an experienced retirement planner like Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial can use to maximize your returns while maintaining minimal risk. This gives you more purchasing power to retire on your terms, whether you want to travel, give to others, purchase property, or anything else you've worked for your whole life. Al can provide essential analysis and strategy to make sure that you're prepared for any economic changes. So that'll help you understand the exact risks and expenses and help you fit it into your plan for your future. Call Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today and get started preparing for your new reality by going to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, $100 off your next visit. High Five Plumbing, 877-WE-HIGH-5. Call them today.
Your holidays may have brought all sorts of unwanted gunk to your home plumbing, and High Five can help fix it fast. Your guests are gone and you're smelling new smells from your drains or seeing sinks and showers drain slowly. It's time to call the professionals. Finding where the problem is can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with High Five's cutting-edge tools and resources. They'll have those drains flowing again in no time. High Five can take video of your main line and use the highest quality tools like digital augers and jetters to clear clogs so that you can get back to your day hassle-free. Mainline cleaning is dependent on your main access being cleared of furniture or appliances and is ultra affordable. Tell High Five you heard about it on Rush to Reason and you'll get $100 off the service. Get started today at klzradio.com/plumbing.
All right, trouble with your furnace or your air conditioning, by the way, which you'll be turning on not that far down the road, give them a call today. Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, klzradio.com.
To save money on your energy bill, your best opportunity is right now with Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek knows the prices for new HVAC equipment are rising sharply this year. So if you're looking for an upgrade or repair, now is the time. Refrigerant prices are already rising, and as the reserves are depleted, this issue will increase the price of air conditioner installation and servicing. Equipment costs for most manufacturers are also starting to rise due to regulatory changes, so that means the cost of parts and equipment is going to keep climbing. Even the cost of energy is skyrocketing with no signs of stopping. Rheem Pro partner Cub Creek provides free estimates, and they aren't commission-based, so they will never upsell you. Cub Creek knows how to save money on your home's heating and AC. Financing is available, so make your appointment for a free estimate today and start saving money with Cub Creek Heating and AC at klzradio.com/HVAC.
All right, Roof Savers of Colorado, you may have noticed a leak somewhere, gutter, roof, soffit, you name it. If something's happening after this last storm, give Dave a call today, and he'll get you taken care of. 303-710-6916.
Replacing a commercial or flat roof is costly, not to mention the complications that can come with following new energy and environmental codes. We here at Roof Savers Colorado want to simplify things for you. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
Whether you are in property management or own a commercial property, we are here to help you save money and keep an energy-efficient and watertight roof.
Flat roof coatings increase the longevity of a roof while also providing UV reflectivity. And there is no need to worry about water accumulation on the roof. With a flat roof coating, water is able to sit on the roof without ever absorbing through it. This leaves the roof at an extremely low risk of experiencing leaks.
Roof Savers has your back. Don't let your commercial roof distract you from your bigger priorities. Let Roof Savers simplify your day-to-day responsibilities.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your flat roof.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we're back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Okay, moving back to the U.S., and something that you'll see a lot of all over social media, especially on a particular app called TikTok, which some of you are familiar with, some of you are not. If you're not, whatever, look it up. Most of you are familiar with it. Most of your kids, grandkids, you, whoever, use it. 170 million U.S. users. I don't know what it is worldwide, but it's 170 million in the U.S. Now, lots of misinformation out there in regards to TikTok that I want to talk about for a moment. Now, the TikTok ban is H.R. 7521. They're not really calling it that, but essentially that's what it is. And it's a bill or a law that they want to pass that's going to require foreign-owned entities or adversaries to basically be sold and not be owned that way. But there's some other caveats to this that I want to get into in this particular bill, which I read the bill today. All the way through, it's not very lengthy, so it's pretty easy to read and understand. And again, there's a lot of misconceptions out there on this. Now, there's also misconceptions to TikTok itself. Now, who do you believe? I don't know. The CEO of TikTok was on the stand not that long ago in was it the House or the Senate? I don't remember, Charlie. One of those two, there was an inquiry into everything, and he was on the stand getting, you know, grilled as to what TikTok did, this, that, and the other. And by the way, I thought he handled himself very well. Now, he's from Singapore, and he will tell you that the company itself is not controlled by the Chinese. Now, the Chinese just came out of late and said, we will never allow TikTok to be divested the way the U.S. wants it to be. Now, keep in mind that even though the Chinese may not own TikTok, they control how things like that are run inside of China. How corporations are run, if you would. Including, you know, Taiwan and some other places as well. So where is all of the shares of TikTok? You can look that up. And believe it or not, there's a lot of U.S. companies that own shares of TikTok. Some of you, by the way, that have investments might very well have some shares of TikTok you know nothing about. Because there are holdings that actually own a part of TikTok. I also learned this past week, which most people on Capitol Hill probably don't even know, all of the data from U.S. users is stored in Texas by, I just had the name at the tip of my tongue as to who controls it. I'll think of it in a second. One of our big U.S. data companies actually controls the servers that the TikTok data is on. So, again, despite what even our own government will tell you, the data's not worldwide. Now, does that company have access to that data? Well, of course they do. My point is the data's not stored in China like a lot of people would want you to think it is, including a lot of conservatives that might be against TikTok and what they want you to think. So reality is, it's not all of what it's being said, and that's always the way these things are. And it's why I try to read as much as I can and try to learn as much as I can on each one of these topics so that you have the right story and not something that's being given to you from a 10,000-foot view that, frankly, no one knows about. And by the way, the folks that sit in the House of Representatives and the Senate, they don't have a foggiest idea anything I just talked about. None of them do. So, which, by the way, is a little bit disturbing in and of itself, because they're going to pass laws, and I've said this all the time, they're going to pass laws or make laws on things they know nothing about. I've said it before and I'll keep saying it. The average U.S. congressman or senator, male or female, probably doesn't even know how to turn their phone on and off unless somebody hands it to them and shows them. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. They frankly wouldn't know how to fix an email client. I'm not sure they even know how to add to their calendar. And I know I might be exaggerating a little bit, but I'm not exaggerating much, by the way. These are some of the most technically illiterate people on the planet, and I mean that full well. There's a lot of people running for offices, plural, across the country, that if their aides or their campaign folk couldn't help them with what's going on, they have no clue what to do. And by the way, that's true for a lot of people, and I understand that. I'm not one of those, as you all know. I'm somebody that's technically literate, not illiterate, but literate. So I try to keep up on as many of these things as I possibly can. Now, really quick, what this ban is trying to do is to require the foreign-owned entity or adversary to hand over all the data of its users. By the way, that includes posts, pictures, videos, you name it. They want all that turned over. Now, here's where it gets really dicey. The president, through a committee, this is part of the law, the president, through a committee, will make the determination as to who a foreign adversary is or not. I hope you heard what I just said. The president, through a committee, makes a determination of who's foreign and who's not. On top of that, in the case of TikTok, source code must be given. Now, source code is what they're really after. In fact, I will tell you right now that my feeling is Google, Meta, and others are doing their best to figure out how to get a hold of that, because that's the whole key to how TikTok works. The code, the algorithm, what video plays next. And they've got that down pat more so than anyone else. And believe me, Meta and Google both would love to know what that code is and have access to it. Dave and Aurora, you're next.
Yeah. Hey, John, beyond TikTok, what I would be more concerned about with any kind of foreign control, they can have all the TikTok they want. Did you know that there's only four companies that control a majority of the beef and chicken and pork production in the United States.
Thank you, Dave, for saying that. Beef.
I think that is more important.
Well, I'm going to add a few more things to what you're talking about. We let them own farmland. We let them do the things that you just said. We let them control some of our major ports around the coastal areas of our country. They have the ability, which has been proven now, to track the shipments, the containers coming in and out, because they provide the machines and the software and the cameras and such that are actually running those. To your point, Dave, we've got so many other things to worry about outside of TikTok. What's the real reason for this ban?
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, but call me conspiracy theorist or not, but going into an election year, boy, wouldn't they like to be able to manipulate another election by being able to control the narrative.
That's right.
What people are seeing and hearing, and you know, putting out fake, you know, AI-generated messages and this, that, and the other.
Well, I mean, Dave, along those lines, really quick.
All those guys are doing that already.
No, and to prove your point, this is proving your point, there's an exemption in this law that allows users to post product reviews, business reviews, or travel information in reviews. In other words, Dave, as long as you're not talking about anything political or day-to-day life in America or any of that sort of stuff, in other words, everything from medical tips and so on and so forth, if it's just about product reviews, business reviews, or travel, it's all good. Don't talk politics, basically, Dave.
Yeah, but see, again, now they're controlling that free speech.
Yeah, they want to control the narrative when it comes to the election.
Absolutely.
And who gets to decide this, by the way, is the president through a committee. Now, how is that not fishy, Dave?
Yeah, it was just the same thing that was just pointed out with the AP right now, putting out a smear campaign against Bernie Romero, I think, I can't remember what his last name, Moreno, who's running, I think, up in Illinois. You know, they came out and tried to smear him with some false allegations that he was on some kind of dating website for adults.
Oh, I saw. You know what? I saw the news of that a little bit early. Thank you. You said something that I was reading earlier during one of the breaks. And yeah, the problem is, to your point, this is a smear campaign about something that was a vendetta against him. It was a prank some decades ago.
And it was proven to be false. Even the AP had to come out and prove that they didn't have the evidence that they said they had, which was the geolocation.
Correct.
So the thing is, who's going to be the policeman? Who is going to fact check what's being put out there? The government can't control the borders.
Right.
We don't know who's coming into
Correct.
This country. And
Correct.
Now you're going to go out there and monitor the interweb?
Well, again, Dave, this there's a lot more. To me, this whole TikTok ban is not about protecting kids. It's not about a ban in that regard whatsoever.
No.
To your point, there's so many other things going on when it comes to even child pornography, the dark web, so many other things that are happening out there. This is something, in my opinion, that has been put together by the lobbyists of Google and of Meta because they want the source code. And then on top of that, they want to, you know, the other powers that be want the president to have full power over what type of social media we get to see and not see. That's my take on this.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. You're 100% correct. And the thing is, you know, how anti-capitalist is this? If we can't compete, then we'll just legislate you out of business.
Yeah, you know? That's exactly what's happening, Dave, 100%.
And it's one of those things, and you pointed this thing out before when you were talking about Elon Musk and Tesla. You said, hey, they're not in the business of making and selling cars.
Nope, it's data.
He's collecting data.
That's right.
That's what he wants.
That's right. He's buying and he's collecting and selling data on a daily basis, Dave.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every time you go to King Soopers or you go to Harbor Freight or anybody else and they're asking you, hey, get this loyalty card. Hey, what's your phone number? Hey, what's your email? They're not your friends.
Nope.
They're doing the same thing.
They're collecting data on you. That's exactly right. And you know what? You know,
they're going to turn around and sell it on you.
More power to them, Dave. If that's what they can do and you agree to do it, then so be it. I've got nothing against those folks trying. You know, that's their prerogative. But just be full aware everything you just said is true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
So, no, we've got bigger things to worry about. I would be more concerned about our food supply and who has control over that food supply.
Amen.
Rather than, you know, watching funny cat videos on TikTok.
I fully agree. Dave, thanks, man. I appreciate it very much. Verifying exactly what I'm talking about, folks. This, and I know there's a lot of conservatives that don't like TikTok. I get that. Fine. Whatever. Choose your poison, I guess. At the end of the day, in my world, that is, to Dave's point, the least of our worries. Literally the least of our worries. Now, I will also say this. there is a lot of, how should I say this? There's a lot of good information that gets put out on TikTok as well. And I think the thing about it that I appreciate is the fact that, you know what, there's a Flat Earth channel on TikTok. I actually watch it occasionally because I get a laugh out of watching these knuckleheads and what they talk about and how they're trying to prove their point and so on. Point being, do they limit anything from being there? At this point, no, not that I can see. If you've got something you want to say and you're on our side of the aisle and you've got a conservative statement you want to put out, you are more than welcome to do so. On the same token, if you want to be a kook and put out something kooky, be my guest. It's sort of a user beware of what you're watching, and you're going to have to verify some of it on your own to make sure that it's really legit versus is it not. Which, by the way, we should be doing with every single thing we view anyways, including myself. You should be fact-checking me on a regular basis. Sort of like why, for years and years and years, I was always taught, when you went to church, what's the one thing you brought with you? The Bible. Why did you bring that with you? Not that I didn't trust the pastor, but I wanted to make sure whatever he was saying was in fact legit and coming out of Scripture. And if you're not doing that when you go to church, shame on you. It's no different there than what we do everywhere else in life. And by the way, it's not government's job to make sure that what I'm getting is the real McCoy. Not their job. It's this thing we have in this country called free speech. And by the way, it doesn't matter whether it's free speech from those that are U.S. citizens or those that have come in from outside the U.S. Now, they don't have the same rights, I get, because they're not citizens, but you get where I'm going with this. The reality is, free speech reigns even when you don't like it. Even when it's some kooky flat earther running around telling you the earth's flat. Fine, let him say whatever he wants to. More power to him. I don't think we live on a flat earth. I think it's pretty well proven that we don't. But hey, if you want to believe in it, more power to you. That's your right to do so. And by the way, it's your right to actually say we live on a flat earth if you like to. And I will protect that right all day long. Even though I don't agree with it, I'll protect the right for you to say that. That, folks, is free speech. Giving the president, through a committee only, the ability to make the determination of who a foreign entity is or not, or who an adversary is. Keep in mind, key word here, it's not just foreign entity. It's foreign entity or adversary. So who gets to determine what's an adversary? Is KLZ 560 an adversary? Is Crawford Broadcasting an adversary? Is John Rush an adversary? See where I'm going with this, folks? It doesn't say just foreign-owned entity. It's foreign-owned entity or adversary. Now, they are writing this to where it looks like they're just going after TikTok, just like the Patriot Act seemed like they were just going after terrorists. We now know that's not true, and I guarantee you that if H.R. 7521 passes, it's over. It's done, folks. The information that you get from that point forward will change dramatically because, again, this whole or foreign-owned entity or adversary, which, by the way, is determined by the president through a committee, that's the determination moving forward if this passes. That alone scares me to death, and I don't want the president of the United States, the dictator of the United States, with a committee determining who you should be able to hear from and who you should not. So whether you're for or against TikTok, this should scare you to death. If it doesn't, shame on you. You're not paying attention. We'll be right back. Flesh Law. Speaking of criminal or civil, Kevin is your guy. He'd love to represent you. He's never afraid to go to court. 303-806-8886.
Get relief from Flesh and Beck Law. You just got in an accident, so you call the police. You make sure you get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the things you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is to call him right now at 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after the accident and get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
All right, Level Engineering, Alan Davis. Find out if solar is a good fit for you. Find out about all the rebates, the tax incentives, and so on. Level Engineering. Find Alan at klzradio.com.
Alan Davis with Level Engineering knows that the power company is not your friend, that they don't have your best interests at heart. Aside from getting your power back on during an outage, they do three ugly things. First, they install a smart meter on your home to charge you surge fees up to 300% during peak times. Next, they use some of your money to lobby public utility commissions to increase your bill. The power company tries to squeeze money out of you everywhere they can, but Alan Davis has the answer for you. Solar power will allow you to produce your own energy and get the power company out of your wallet. Call Alan Davis of Level Engineering to rid you and your family of the greedy power company and take a major step towards energy independence. You just need to reach out to Alan by going to klzradio.com/solar for a free, no-obligation consultation.
All right, Dr. Scott Faulkner, if you're looking for a great medical doctor, we have the answer. He thinks just like we do here and Dr. Kelly on Thursdays. That is Dr. Scott Faulkner. Give him a call today at 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big-picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
The good news for seniors on Medicare is that you have more options today than ever before. The challenge is that all of these new options can be very confusing, and making the wrong choice can cost you thousands of dollars more out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of Medicare specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. All right, I know we got to take a quick break here in a minute. I apologize. We went kind of long with a few things I was doing there, but stuff I wanted to get done today and get in before the end of the show. Trump said over the weekend that there would be a bloodbath if he loses the election. Now, a lot of totally left-wing sites and stations and so on just ran with this, basically saying that, you know, he's, you know, basically took everything out of context and using the term bloodbath was just awful. And what does he mean by that? And on and on. What he meant was, if the current regime, Joe Biden and his cronies, keep going down the path on EVs, allowing China to import cars into the U.S. through Mexico, that it would be a bloodbath for the auto industry. That's what he said. But of course, every left winger out there has to take it out of context and run with it. And now everybody's saying that he's saying that the, you know, the election itself will just be a bloodbath. That's not what he said. I want to make sure I get the record straight for all of you listening, which you probably already know this, but just shows you how corrupt and how much the left lies when they take something like that and don't put any context around it. And those of you that are on the left, you ought to be ashamed of yourself the way your media works, because they're just a bunch of stinking, sniveling morons. Yeah, those of you on the left should be ashamed. A great example of how you take things out of context and then run with it. I'd be calling my side out if they did that. Why aren't you? Veteran Windows and Doors is next. Dave Bancroft was with us at 3 o'clock, 45% off entry doors, and his cost of labor to install is all. Find Dave at klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors believes you are smart to get multiple bids for your windows and doors before you sign any contract. Dave Bancroft, the owner of Veteran Windows and Doors, is confident he will surpass his peers in installation, customer service, and warranties, as well as the fairest prices. Dave hears people complain about the large window and door companies' empty promises with not servicing their needs and lack of knowledge about the products. Veteran Windows and Doors' commitment is to ensure that their customers know exactly what they are buying, from window rating and efficiency levels to real price comparisons, and they always respond to their customers within 24 hours. Wait to sign a contract until you get your final bid from Veteran Windows and Doors, and work with a company that values integrity and stands behind their work and product, guaranteed. Veteran Windows and Doors. Find them at klzradio.com/windows.
All right, K&R Home Transitions. And if you want to take the stress out of buying or selling a home, call K&R today. Catherine and Robin, that's where the K&R from K&R Home Transitions comes from. Call them today, klzradio.com.
Catherine and Robin with K&R know how to make you the most money on the sale of your home. A recent client told them that he saw how hard they worked for someone else in his neighborhood, the open houses, their research digging deep on home valuations in that area, and the way that they presented the house to potential buyers. He knew that they just get it. Kat and Robin are creative, and they are hard-nosed when they need to protect you from another realtor or problem person. Having two sets of expertise and individual strengths helps maximize what your home can sell for. They watch the contractor making a fix on your home, and they check out the home inspection items that don't seem quite right. Catherine knows how to present the home well and maximize the relationships. Robin will slay the dragon, and anyone who stands in the way of selling your home should be very afraid. You need the Real Estate Protectors, Catherine and Robin from K&R Home Transitions. Contact Catherine and Robin today at klzradio.com/home or call them at 720-437-8210.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, to finish out the show, yeah, I just want to reiterate, those of you that are on the left, you hear me call out our side constantly, and I'm sure you cheer when I do. It's funny, though, your side never calls out your own. Why is that? Why is that? You guys just take your marching orders, run down the line, never calling out anybody on your side for anything that's wrong, i.e. this one, which your side is completely wrong, because Trump never said anything would be a bloodbath. All he said was it would be a bloodbath for the U.S. car manufacturers if we didn't do some tariffs and some things to stop the Chinese imports from coming up through China when it came to EVs specifically, which, by the way, this government is pushing. But yet your side just takes it and runs with it when, in fact, it's not even the real story. And yet I don't hear anybody on the left, you know, saying, oh, that wasn't the story at all. I'd be saying that. I would be if our side did something along those lines. For example, the whole TikTok thing I just went through, there's a ton of people on the right that think it's fine to run that bill. I'm not one of them, and I'll call it out. Your side never does that, by the way. Which, your side are a bunch of cowards, and you should be ashamed of yourselves because you guys don't have a backbone one. I'll leave it with that. Have a great evening. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.